Democratic and Republican
leaders. We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Joining me now, as he does every Wednesday morning, is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
This week, state legislators submitted bills about sexual assault in response to the Larry Nassar scandal at Michigan State University. The measures have bipartisan support, but the Catholic Church and the ACLU say they're concerned about one of them. It's a bill that would let people who were abused as children file lawsuits until they're 48 years old. Right now, most of those suits have to be filed by the time the accuser turns 19. Does that particular bill seem like the right move to you?
Well, I think there are some reasons to worry about this particular bill. Now, the Catholic Church's reason for opposing this is not entirely high-minded. They've had a horrible record of priests abusing children and of the church trying to cover it up, and they've had to pay out billions because of this. The ACLU, of course, defends people's rights. It's courageous to try to oppose any bill having to do with protecting minors against being sexually abused, especially after the horrendous things that went on at Michigan State. But still, I think that to say you can't report anything after age 19 is too onerous. People sometimes are traumatized and it takes some time, but I would think that a 10-year limitation might be more reasonable. But 30 years, you're going to open up all sorts of cans of worms, and I think we don't need to go there.
A state lawmaker is working on bills that would allow schools to install gun lockers. Only trained personnel would have access to them. Meanwhile, we've had students in Kalamazoo creating a protest calling for gun law reform. And at various levels of government, either at the federal level or the state level, we've had bills on possible age restrictions for purchasing assault rifles, waiting periods. There's obviously a divide on the issue of gun rights, but I'm struck by how scattered the legislation responses at the state and national level seem at this point, and how the gap on the topic only seems to widen.
Well, I think the gap was always there, but you're right about the scattered responses and about the scattered nature of protests. I don't know, without any coherent agenda and leading force and maybe leading political figure, the energy is likely to dissipate. The gun bill you mentioned, which I'm going to talk about at 1:30 today, may be the silliest and stupidest bill I've heard in a long time. It would require there would be guns hidden in schools, and certain employees could open them only with their thumbprint. And I'm not aware that school shooters usually wait for that to happen. The average school shooting incident, I think, happens in 3 minutes. And what I do know is high school kids will figure out where the guns are. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Following the lead of other colleges around the country, the University of Michigan posted a message telling students and those applying to the school that it respects their right to protest lawfully. U of M requires incoming students and applicants to report any criminal conduct or disciplinary action taken by their high schools. But the university says it will take the context of the situations into consideration. How do you like that move by U of M?
Well, I don't like it very much, and I think it opens a can of worms. It leaves open subjective interpretation about how serious these violations are, and you could see some person who was admitted as a student and forgot to reveal that they got detention for smarting off to the teacher in 10th grade, and then this gets discovered, and they use it as an excuse to expel them. Now, I think it would be reasonable to require anybody to report any felony or misdemeanor convictions and maybe any suspensions or expulsions, but I just think this is a little too big brothery, and I think the university might want to think again about that.
Jack, after several years, the state is preparing to return money to tens of thousands of teachers. A total of $550 million was withheld in 2010 and 2011 to pay for retirement costs, but the courts have since overturned that practice. The amount withheld was 1.5 or 3% of a person's annual salary. The money's being paid back with interest. Is that enough after all this time and the headache that was caused?
Well, I think the teachers may not think it's enough, but they'd be probably looking forward to getting a windfall. This money, by the way, was set in a fund. There were questions about its legality from the very beginning. The Michigan Supreme Court ruled unanimously this was improper, and so it's not being taken out of the state budget. But there are processing expenses, and some of these teachers have moved out of state, some of them have died, and some of these folks are going to be hard to find. So it's sort of an administrative headache, but I think the average teacher who is going to be eligible for this will be happy they had some kind of windfall.
Jack, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45.